On the show today, we have the financial mentor, Todd Tressiter, talking about his very successful and proven wealth planning technique, so you got to check it out.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.
Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have a treat. We have a special treat for you. Mr. Todd Tressiter is here, financial mentor, and he's also going to be at the FinCon 17 in Dallas. Isn't it in Dallas this year?
Yeah, this year it's in Dallas.
Very cool. All right. The Big D, where the Mavericks and the Cowboys play. So anyway, Todd, so thanks for taking time out of your day to chat with us. I know you're a super busy guy and you've been on numerous programs with talking to folks about wealth planning and kind of what makes you different. What makes your wealth planning tick and how it's different from kind of the mainstream. You want to give us a quick intro to that or what's...
Sure. You want me to talk about Financial Mentor first?
Let's go for it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So Financial Mentor, the whole idea behind Financial Mentor, the website, was that it was found on the idea that you've got to separate financial education and financial advice from the investment product sales. Uh-huh. And that doesn't sound so revolutionary now, but in the day when I started, which was back in 1997, it was a complete break from mainstream belief structure. Back then, you know, everybody got their financial advice either from periodicals, which have advertising biases, or from your financial planner who has different commission incentives and different incentives in terms of product sales and what puts money in his pocket versus what puts money in your pocket. Mm-hmm. And so back then it was revolutionary. It was a completely unproven business model. Now, information product, you know, business model is fairly mainstream, but again, you know, it took a while to get to that point.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, so what led you to being the financial mentor? Was there an aha moment or what steps did you take to get there?
Yeah, my background was in hedge fund investing. Oh, okay. So it's kind of the rocket science of investment strategy where it's all skill-based investment strategy. Your returns can happen in any market. You're not based on market returns like conventional buy and hold investment strategy. So that was my background. That's where I built my wealth. And then I quote unquote, here you can see in the video, I air quoted retired at age 35, which anybody look at the video now can tell that was a long time ago.
Oh, come on. You're 36. You know, I got, what?
Yeah, I got gray hair and wrinkles now. So 56 as we record this. After I quote unquote retired, I was getting a lot of questions, you know, like, how did you do it? But back then, again, it was in the late 1990s. It was the, you know, big bull market, internet bubble. Everybody wanted hot stock tips. Nobody really understood even what right questions were to ask. Mm-hmm. People were all under the premise it was always about hot stock tips. Somehow I was just some hot stock trader. And the truth was completely the opposite. I was a very good manager of personal finance. I understood investment discipline. I did everything off an actuarial or quantitative model discipline. Mm-hmm. So you keep hearing the word discipline. I wasn't doing hot stock tips and I don't give them. And so what happened was people didn't even have the premise from which to ask questions. I would avoid the whole thing. There was so many layers of knowledge between me and the person asking mm-hmm. the questions that I would just kind of avoid the conversation, blow it off, try to avoid it, get out of there. And my wife one time got really mad at me. She just said, you know, why are you doing this? You know, these people need this knowledge. It worked for you. It's worked for people you've taught it to. Why don't you do something with it? And so I thought, well, okay. So I started Financial Mentor, and basically it's an education website, and that's all it sells is education.
Mm-hmm. Do you do like online courses and things like that for folks?
Or? Yeah. So I've got a course series that came out. Originally, it was just a coaching site. Originally, I just really wanted to see if I could help normal people achieve extraordinary financial results.
Right.
That in itself is a huge challenge, right? And so that was the beginning question that I was playing with, and then it branched from there. Eventually, what I saw as I coached, I did figure out how to do it. It took me years, by the way, years of practice, fumbling forward, making all the mistakes everybody else makes. Yeah. I made all the common mistakes. You know, I thought it was all about replicating Todd's infinite wisdom when in fact there's a lot of personal issues involved in building wealth, a lot of personal growth issues mm-hmm. that I had to run into. So anyway, I made all the usual mistakes, slowly figured out the process, and I boiled it down to, well, actually my client showed me that this was the way it worked through their activity, was that there were seven steps to the process.
Oh.
And so I've since formulated that into Seven Steps to Seven Figures, which is a seven-step course series. So there's mm-hmm. seven separate courses And each provides a specific solution to a specific problem in the wealth building process. And as of right now, I've only built one of the courses, and that is how you design your wealth plan, which is what you were alluding to earlier. That's the only course that's actually available right now.
Okay.
All the rest are in drawers. I've got them all mapped out. I just have to build them, and it's an extraordinary amount of work to build a course properly.
It is. It's a. I'm working on the same thing with video stuff right now, so I know that we're in the same boat, sir.
So doing it right. I mean, you can throw them up junky, and but then that's not taking care of your clients. To do it right, so I've been building this one course out for 2 years.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and it's really come out great. I mean, the impact on the clients. I was afraid that I couldn't replicate the coaching experience. I was the reason it took me so long to get around to building a course was I'd done this with clients for years in coaching. It was all proven out, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't know if, like, once I took away the personal interaction component, if it would work. And what I'm amazed by is that it turns out it's actually working better than the coaching.
Mm-hmm.
That the course itself is more effective than my coaching was. I wish I'd known that years ago. I would have built it years ago.
Well, and now the coaching kind of complements the course. Is that kind of the way it goes now?
Well, what I do is I do office hours. So I support people through office hours where they get access to me, but all the educational content's delivered via the videos and audio and worksheets and things like that.
Okay. Very nice. Very nice. Well, let's get to your wealth planning. So just if you want to give us a couple of teasers maybe from your course or just something that can kind of whet our appetite with.
What makes it different, right? Like we think of traditional wealth planning or financial planning or investment plan. People commingle all these terms together. They think like they got an investment plan. It's a wealth plan. No, it's not. Right? Because it's missing. Where's the source of wealth to begin with? Right? The presumption is that you're going to go out and you're going to make as much money as you can. You're going to scrimp and save, spend as little as you can.
Right.
That leftover is called savings, and you're going to send it over your financial planner. He's going to put in some magical asset allocation, and 30, 40 years from now, at the end of a rainbow, you're going to have a magical pot of gold. You know, and that's like the whole presumption behind traditional financial planning. It's all you make the money somewhere else, you save as much as you can, you give it to your financial planner, and he's got some magical asset allocation that'll solve all your problems.
Mm-hmm.
And this is totally different. This is you taking charge of your wealth. And what it is you use all three asset classes. Like if you go to a traditional financial plan, you're only going to get one asset class, which is paper assets, right? Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, you know, ETFs, the stuff your broker can sell you. Interesting coincidence, right? He can sell it to you. That's what goes in your financial plan that he creates for you.
Yeah.
This one's different. This includes all three asset classes that people use to build wealth. You've got business asset class, business entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
You've got real estate, direct ownership of real estate. And you've got traditional paper assets, just like a financial planner would sell you. All three asset classes are valid for a wealth plan. The unique thing is that each one has different characteristics. And so even though they're all valid, they're all useful, they won't all work for everybody, okay? And so the key is you've got to come in, you've got to look at who you are, what your skills are, your specific resources, you're bringing the equation, your goal and timeline, and then you match the asset classes and the strategies within those asset classes to fit you.
Mm-hmm.
You can think of the analogy like Velcro, right? There's hooks and loops in Velcro, right? And if you mismatch them, they don't work at all.
True.
But when you get it right, they stick. It's the same thing with a wealth plan done right. If you get it right, it works. If you don't get it right, it's not going to work for you. And the key is you've got to match the asset class and the strategy to your personal situation.
So it's a very individual thing, right? Very personal.
Yeah. So what happens is there's a lot of education around what are the characteristics of the asset classes and the strategies? How do you draw out? What are your resources, skills, you know, your interests, your goals, your timeline? All those things have to be drawn out through the education process as components of your wealth plan, and then you assemble it all. And then it's all engineered in a calculator, so it's actually, there's math behind it. And I teach all the principles. Like all wealth planning is built on mathematical expectancy equation and the future value equation.
Mm-hmm.
And so that rules all wealth planning, mine as well as a traditional financial planner. The difference is I teach it to you, and then I show you what that means in terms of your wealth plan, like how you apply it in your strategy.
Mm-hmm.
For example, mathematical expectancy, it's counterintuitive to most people. Most people think in terms of probability. What are the odds of something happening?
Right.
Expectancy is different because it's probability times payoff. That's how wealth actually compounds. That's the math that rules your wealth plan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's key to understanding it because what it implies is risk management is critical, something almost nobody teaches. But see, once you bring in the payoff component of the equation, what you realize is the only way to tilt mathematical expectancy in your favor when the future is unknowable is by tilting the payoff equation. And you do that through risk management. Okay. Again, all these principles are taught.
So do you have to be a...
Sorry.
That's okay. No, do you have to be a mathematician to know this type of stuff? Or no, is it pretty...
It's like high school. What's that? It's high school math. It's simple, right? It's principles. It's like principles of thinking about how you do it. The math is all done in a calculator for you.
Okay.
Right? So it's simple, but yet you've got to understand the principles because the principles are inviolable. They literally govern your wealth growth, whether you use them or not. Mm-hmm. And so you have to put them to use in your favor.
Is this something that you could market to a financial institution, say a credit union or a community bank? Is this something you could market to them possibly that they could hand off to their members or their customers?
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, there's no reason they couldn't do that as a service to their clients. There's no conflict of interest.
Right.
Because it's all education, right? And then the implementation, as I said, I separated myself from the product sales. So all I'm doing is the education component. They still buy the product sales from the institution.
Exactly. So what do you think, what keeps people from, you know, mastering something like this? What is a major hurdle? Is it just knowledge, just not willing to go the extra yard to do? Because it sounds like you took a few years and you went through trial and error and kind of figured it out, that type of thing?
No, it's a little bit of both. I mean, I spent years assembling this stuff into a workable system, and I spent a decade, well, 15 years coaching clients until I got it down to a system. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's a couple things. One, people just don't know it, right?
Right.
And then they don't learn it, not because they don't want to, but because nobody's ever structured in a way that it's accessible. You know, it's like nobody's ever put it away. One of the top complaints I hear from people is that they listen to one expert and he tells them, you know, wealth is built in stocks. And they talk to another expert and they say, your wealth comes from real estate. Right. And then they hear about the guy retiring in his 20s from his business success, which contradicts both experts, right?
Right.
And it's like, you know, they see all these contradictions and people are very frustrated by the contradictions from all the different people. Mm-hmm. And so what I do is I explain that what people are doing is they're giving you little chunks of the truth. And I don't know if you ever heard of the three blind men, the elephant. You ever hear that?
No.
It's a great little story. So three blind men are told to walk up to an elephant. Excuse me, I'm going to cough again. Three blind men are told to walk up to an elephant and describe the elephant. First blind man walks up and says, ooh, an elephant is like a trunk. Or an elephant, he grabs the trunk and he says, he grabs the tail and he says, an elephant is like a big thick rope.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Next guy grabs the ear and he says, the elephant is like a giant fan. And the third guy grabs the leg and he says, elephant's like a giant tree.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me for the cough. I'm sorry. My throat's dry.
No worries.
And so what's happening is each blind man's accurately describing his version of reality, but he's not seeing the totality of the elephant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's what you get in wealth planning and you get in financial advice in general, is that most people aren't genuine financial experts.
Right.
They haven't really figured all of it out. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is they're teaching that piece that they figured out, and they teach it as if it's the whole truth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the whole truth. They're pieces of truth. Like, that's why I started off. I said all three asset classes are perfectly good. They just have different characteristics.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So some will work for you, some won't. Mm-hmm. It's not right, wrong. Okay? That's very different from how most people teach it. Most people come in and they'll say, you got to do it this way. This is the only answer. Right? And that's not. And so it's not for everybody. So like, some people want to be told, this is the answer. This is the only answer. No. I'm teaching how the whole puzzle fits together.
Right.
So you can own it. You understand it. You can work with it throughout the rest of your life. It's knowledge that will serve mm-hmm. you for your entire life. In addition, by creating your own plan, you can adjust the plan in real time as you learn and life and your life changes.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's a living, breathing document you work from. And the other thing too that we do that's different is we take the wealth plan and we break it down into individual action steps. So it creates a timeline of action steps to actually implement the wealth plan. So it's a completely working document.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It sounds like this is something like, it's almost like diversification. You know, you're diversifying. It's kind of like a diversified portfolio. You're working one aspect. You got the three aspects that you're talking about. It sounds like you're kind of working in each realm, and you're getting the most. And they're complementing each other, obviously. And you're getting the most out of each.
To play off what you're saying, what you're getting is deep diversification. Most people teach diversification is just varying asset classes within a paper asset portfolio. Mm-hmm. So they'll say, well, stocks and bonds are diversification. They are most of the time. Most of the time in deflationary decline, stocks will give you diversification with bonds. okay, because they won't correlate. Right. However, there are points in history, generally inflationary declines, inflationary-driven declines. We haven't had one for, you know, 30 years, but when you get them, stocks and bonds will go down together. Okay. That's something that's not commonly understood or known. So diversification, I mean, we're going to get into elaborate math, but basically the problem with diversification, it's relying upon non-correlation add value, right? Non-correlation in simple terms is when one thing zigs, the other needs to zag, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it relies on non-correlation. Non-correlation is unstable. But what happens is when you get fundamental non-correlation, and so non-correlation is based on the source of return, mm-hmm. then it's stable. Now, this is getting a little fancy, probably a little deeper than where you wanted to go, but I'm just trying to give you an honest answer in terms of how it works, which is diversification actually works. It's really good stuff. It's important. But you have to understand how to use it right. The traditional approach is just to diversify by assets, mm-hmm. but really what you want to diversify is by source of return, because assets will tend to float in and out of correlation. Source of return, the non-correlation remains stable.
Gotcha. So, I mean, why is this method so important as opposed to, like you said, a financial planner will just kind of give you one chunk thinking that it's the whole thing. Why is this so important? Why is it vital for success?
Well, it's the whole truth. The way I teach is I teach what the idea is. There's level one, level two understanding to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to live in level two understanding because it's more complete and it's more effective. And so what I'm providing is a level two understanding. Traditional financial planning is a level one understanding. It's reasonably effective if you have an entire lifetime, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to scrimp and save over your entire lifetime and you're willing to wait until you're old to have financial independence, then the traditional financial plan is functional.
Right.
Okay. It will more or less work. It's not broken. Okay.
Okay.
But it has limitations is the problem, and it doesn't fit everybody's life situation.
Yep. Exactly.
If you're not working in a job to where you're saving in your 401k and your IRA, and you've been a very effective saver your whole life, saving 10, 20, 30%, depending on when you start saving, it won't work. And so then you look to how do you make it work for other people? How mm-hmm. do other people achieve financial independence?
Mm-hmm.
Or you look at like, how does that 20 something year old who retired in his middle 20s as a multimillionaire, how did he do it? Obviously he didn't buy mutual funds with asset allocation and diversification.
Yep.
Right? He built it through the business entrepreneurship asset class. Mm-hmm. So how do you do that? Because there's 50-year-olds who would like to go into business entrepreneurship. They've had a career. They're financially stable. They want to do a second career, encore career. They got a business idea they're excited about. Mm-hmm. How do they apply that in their wealth plan? How do the numbers work out? How's the math work out? Mm-hmm. People want to know that. And so you've got to have a broader picture. What I call the second level understanding is dynamic. It's not static.
Mm-hmm.
Level one understanding is static and it's limited. Level two understanding is dynamic and it's the whole truth. And so it's a little more complicated.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little more nuanced. But once you understand it, you have the whole picture. You're no longer thrown off by these apparent contradictions that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
You understand that people are blind men and they're talking about one piece of the elephant, and that you can contextualize it because you have the whole picture. Once you have the whole picture, you can contextualize everybody's half-truths.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like, who can you trust? You know, you want to trust your financial advisor, but it sounds like, maybe not so. I mean, maybe they're limited in their knowledge. I'm not sure. So,
well, I want to be fair. Okay.
Sure.
Most financial advisors are doing their level best to honor a good, valuable service. They're genuinely trying with their limited knowledge they have and the limited resources mm-hmm. they have. And the limited experience they have. Many are trained by the financial institutions they represent.
Right.
You know, when you get a, I had a comment one time, it was just a couple of weeks ago, it was fresh in my head. Somebody wrote and said, I'm a CFP, I'm this, I'm that, like all these professional designations.
Yeah.
And she said, you have more valuable information in your two free videos promoting your course than I got in all my training. More usable information.
Right.
Like if you actually look at what you have to learn in those trainings, it's a lot of factoids, you know, like a bond is X, mm-hmm. a stock is X, mm-hmm. you know, insurance product Y does this, you know, it's like, it's very factoid, fact-based. It's not like, how do you really build wealth?
Yep.
You know, how do you integrate this with your life needs and what's going on? Like, how do the asset classes really work in an investment mm-hmm. setting? You know, mm-hmm. what are the real concerns in risk management that can make or break your wealth plan?
Yep.
That kind of stuff isn't taught in the traditional training.
You're right. I think we've discovered a new market for you. to market your course to financial institutions. Why not check this out if I were a financial institution, you know?
So I actually have one financial planner, wealth advisor with a pretty sizable following on the internet who is wanting to team up with me and promote this to his following.
I think it'd be a great idea.
Yeah, there's no conflict of interest is the beauty of this, right? Yeah. Because it's pure education. It doesn't say this person's right or wrong. Yeah. All it says is these are the facts, these are the limitations, mm-hmm. this is how you apply the principles in your wealth plan. Most clients that go through this course end up using a variety of assets. They don't go, oh, I'm never touching paper assets, you know? So there's really no conflict of interest with the institutions. Right. Basically, what I'm doing is providing the thing they've never really figured out how to monetize, which is high quality education. Yeah. They always want the product sales and the investment management function. And so I'm not competing with them on that.
Mm-hmm. All right, Todd, let's wrap up here because I'm sure you got a busy day ahead of you still. Where can we find out this information? Where can we find out where you reside and where can we find out more about your course?
Everything's at financialmentor.com. That's two words mashed together, financialmentor.com. Gotcha. And obviously educational institution. And everything's at the main site. You can find the social media contacts from there. But really, I'm focused on the main site, financialmentor.com. I give away a free ebook and a free mini course for people that subscribe. And again, it's relationship building. The idea is you come in, you don't pay me anything, you can start learning some stuff. And if you get value and you resonate with the message, then you can upgrade to the paid courses if you choose.
Awesome. That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. Well, thank you so much, Todd. I'm headed there right now to check it out. And then I will put the link and all that stuff in the show notes too, so people can check it out themselves and watch the videos and perhaps get the course as well.
Yeah, and the course is under the products tab, and it's step 3, design your wealth plan.
Okay, very cool. Todd, thank you so much, financial mentor. And if anybody's heading to Dallas, he'll be at FinCon 17. So well done. Thanks again, Todd.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
You're welcome.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.